for the phone.
Not? What is it?
Maybe it's working. Okay. Okay, we're on page Samach Zayin.
Oh, no more
of that.
Oh, it's a new thing now.
Samach Zayin, Amid Aleph.
Well, it's 67A1, right?
67A1, okay. Correct. Okay, last week we ended up going over the whole Mishnah. We didn't get too far out of the Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara asked the question over here. That the Mishnah set a rule. You know, let's start again from the Gemara because it's in the middle. Go back to 66 before. Okay, Samach Vav Amid Beis, all the way at the bottom of the page. Okay, the Gemara said in the Mishnah, and Mishnah said, "Kamakim sheyesh kedushin." Anytime there's kedushin and no aveda, it follows the father, right? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon, or Reish Lakish." Said to Rabbi Yechanan, "Klaluhu, is this a rule? Because what did the Mishnah say? Any time there's kedushin and no aveda, it follows the father." He says, "Kamakim sheyesh kedushin aveda, havalad holachachad azochet." You tell me that the child follows the father. It can't be, because gesh and also mamzeres. A ged who married a mamzeres. So we learned last week, a ged is allowed to marry a mamzeres, right? So if a ged marries a mamzeres, the din is yesh kedushin, the kedushin is valid, ve'ein aveda, and there's no aveda. Yet, havalad ha'iluch achar pogam. The Gemara says, we'll soon see, the kid follows the blemish, what means the kid is a mamzer. But according to the rule of the Mishnah, anytime there's kedushin and no sin, it's a kid should follow the father. So Gemara says, where do we see this? The Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, Gesh and also Mamzeres, a get who marries a Mamzeres, the kid is a Mamzer, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara's question is very simple. According to the rule of the Mishnah, anytime there's valid Kedushin and no sin, the kid follows the father, a get marries a Mamzeres, which a get is allowed to marry a Mamzeres, we learned. The Braisa says the kid is a Mamzer. That means it goes after the blemished one. But if the father is a ged, why isn't the kid just a kosher kid? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yechanan answered him, Misavit Masnisin Rabbi Yosi. Do you think our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi? It's not true. Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Ger lo yisim mamzeres. He holds a ged cannot marry a mamzeres. Rabbi Yosi holds a ged is allowed to marry a mamzeres. So therefore, the Gemara's question was, there's a valid Kedushin and no sin. So the Gemara answers, no, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a ged cannot marry a mamzeres. Therefore, it's a sin. So therefore, even though there's Kedushin, but because there's aveda, it follows the blemished one. In this case, would be the mamzeres, that the kid is a mamzer.
What if the husband is a goy, and the mother is a mamzer? Then what happens?
The kid's going to be a mamzeres, according to this.
Because it's according to the worst one.
Correct.
The mother.
Correct.
There's no kiddushin here.
Huh?
There's no kiddushin here, goy and mamzer.
No.
This rule doesn't go there.
No, but if a goy is with an eish yeshish, the kid's not a mamzer. But if a goy lives with a mamzeres, the kid's going to be a mamzeres. Because you go after the pogrom. Right.
Again, if a goy is with eish yeshish,
the kid's not a mamzer.
Really?
Okay, so anyway, so the Gemara asks, V'nisnein, so why doesn't the Mishnah say that case clearly? Right? Why doesn't, when the Mishnah mentions cases of Kedushin and sin, right? The Mishnah says the kid follows the blemished one. Why doesn't it say this case then? So the Gemara answers, Tane, kol mokim de sefer lasuye. Because the end of the Mishnah says kol mokim. I have to give this introduction before the next pieces of Gemara. The Mishnah says a rule. Kol Mokim. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a rule. Kol Mokim, anytime there's Kedushin and no Aveda, the kid is kosher. And then it says, what is the case? The Mishnah mentions a few cases that seemingly that contradicts each other. Because if you say, every time, okay, if somebody says a statement, anytime there's kedushin and no aveda, So you're talking about any possible scenario. Then you say, which examples do you have? And you mention four examples. Right? Now, if you mention four examples, and there's a fifth example, is that included or excluded?
The fifth one?
Yeah.
Should include it.
Well, you start off by saying, anywhere that there's no Aveda and Kedushin, anywhere. That means if there's 10 cases, there's 10 cases. Right. Now you come along right after that and said, but let me tell you the cases. Which is the examples of this? And you say four cases.
It's only an example, doesn't mean it's all of it.
Awesome. Now the question is, what are we looking at? Komokain, anywhere in inclusive. Then when you say Eizehu, it's excluding, because you're saying only these cases, right? So the Gemara answers now, why don't we say this case of a ger that marries a mamzeres, that Rabbi Yehuda says the kid is a mamzer, why isn't the case mentioned in the Mishnah? So he said, because it's included when the Mishnah says any place. Okay, that is what the Gemara is answering. But we'll see in the Gemara, it's a little bit of a problem, because you say kol mocking means all inclusive. Shh. Hello? Then when you say Eizehu, which case, and you give a number of cases, it seems to imply only these are the cases.
And not that one.
And not another. Okay. Iboy Seima, it says, okay, another answer is, really goes in Rabbi Yesi. Really, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yesi, that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Aye, so if so, why isn't the kid, then why does the Mishnah mention it? He says, Eizehu zu lemute. Because when the Tana says, these are the cases, it excludes the cases that he's talking about. In other words, the Gemara is saying now, when you say Eizehu, it's only this and nothing else. So now we're going by the case, not by the inclusive. Instead of going by Kol Mokim, we are now going according to the Eizehu. So the Gemara says, but that's not true. Eizehu v'sulai, is that the only one and nothing else? But I'll show you another case. Cholo shenasa bas Yisrael, a cholo who married a bas Yisrael. What is a cholo? A cholo is an offshoot of a kohen with somebody that he's not allowed to marry. So let's say a kohen marries a grusha. Mm-hmm. He's not allowed to marry a divorcee. What is that son? That son is called a cholo. Meaning he's not a kohen. He's desecrated from being a kohen. Okay? He's a Jew, no mamzer, full-fledged Jew. Okay? Because we learned before there's kedushin, but there's an aveda, so the kid follows the blemished one.
Halal is also a martyr.
No,
seized.
Not
somebody that goes into a war and gets killed is a halal.
No,
Halalim.
Not.
Is that the same?
No. So if a kohen marries a divorcee and they have a son, the kid is a halal. If they have a girl, she's called halala. Okay, now, a halal, she married a bas Yisrael. Okay? He didn't marry a bas kohen. He married a bas Yisrael, a regular Yiddish girl. The yesh kedushin, vein aveda. There's obviously a kedushin, there's no aveda, because a halal could marry a bas Yisrael. Yet, havalad he lechachad azochad. But over there, the kid's also a cholo. The kid is also a cholo. So according to, the Gemara is asking, according to your rule, that there's only these cases where there's kedushin and no aveda, it follows the father. Yeah? Over here, I'll show you another case where there is valid kedushin, a cholo is allowed to marry a bas Yisrael, but, and yet, the kid is a cholo. So the Gemara answers, no, Holei Kashya. He holds like Rab Dostoy ben Rab Yehuda. Rab Dostoy ben Rab Yehuda, later on, in the Gemara says that the kid is not a cholol. Again, there's interesting arguments over here. We had just that one argument between Rab Yehuda and Rab Yesi. Rab Yehuda says, if a ger marries a mamzeres, the kid's not a mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda holds, the kid is a mamzer. Right? Now starts another thing, another argument. If a cholol marries a bas Yisrael, which he's allowed to, is the kid a cholol or not? So one, the story says the kid is not a cholol, and Rabbi Yehuda, or this price, whoever the price is, says that there is a cholol.
So what's the negative for being a cholol in that case?
Nothing. The question is your child also a cholol?
Okay,
a cholol is what? Again, what's a cholol?
A cholol is
non-kosher child.
A non-kosher kohen.
A kohen, right?
As far as kohen is concerned.
Correct. But is he a cholol or not? The answer is he is a cholol.
That means that the child can't marry a kohen either.
No, we're going to see the opposite case now. For all practical purposes, there's nothing wrong with a cholol. But what classification does he have? He has a classification of a cholol. It doesn't really matter. He's a full-fledged Jew. He's not a kohen at all. Yeah. The kohen marries a divorcee.
Okay.
Child is 100% Jewish kid, unbelievable. Except he's not a kohen.
He can't serve in the Beit
HaMikdash. He cannot eat truma.
He can get the first aliyah.
He cannot. He doesn't get kohen. He can go to cemeteries. He can even become tummy. He's not a kohen. So what classification does their kid have? So what Abdustari says, the kid's not a cholol. He's whatever. He's a full-fledged, not non-cholol. And the first opinion, but the Gemara goes the other way. Yisrael shenasa cholol. This is a different case. If there's a female descendant of a kohen with a divorcee, a girl, she's called a cholol. Now the Torah says, Isha zayna v'chalolo lo yikochu. A kohen cannot marry a chalolo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Even today?
Yeah. V'yisro shenasa chalolo. The yesh kedushin. Right? If a Yisrael, not a kohen, if a Yisrael marries a chalolo, okay, what is their kid?
You just said, fine.
Israel.
It's fine.
Yeah, but if the follows the mother, what's the mother? A chalala. That means if they have a girl, she couldn't marry a kohen.
Yeah, but we learn the status comes from the father.
No, that's the question. That's the Gemara's question. The yesh kedushin ve'in aveda, right? So then the case would be a velad ha'ilach achar zachar. So then the kid would be not a chalala. The kid would be a Yisrael.
But the mother, that's the best command. What difference does it make?
I understand. But this kid is not a chalol. If it's a girl, is she a chalola? Can she marry a kohen?
Oh, I see. The
halacha is that she can?
1 minute. But the Gemara says the din is Yisrael shenasa chalola. That there is kedushin. And there's no aveda. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So according to this, what should it be? You follow the mother, the father. Why doesn't it say this case in the Mishnah? If you're telling me Kol Mokim includes all these cases, and Ezehu excludes certain cases, but this case shouldn't be excluded. Right? So the Mishnah says general inclusion, inclusiveness, and then exception. The Mishnah said, anytime a Kohen, there's valid kedushin and no sin, you follow the father. Okay? And then the Mishnah mentions a bunch of cases. That kohen marries, the kohen is just typical case, you follow the father. And then the Gemara says, but only those cases, no other case. But the Gemara says, I'll show you a case that a Yisrael marries a chalolo.
It's a valid kedushin.
It's a valid kedushin, no sin, and the kid's kosher. Right? Why doesn't the Mishnah mention that case? In the cases that it's mentioning. So the Gemara says, Tana kol makom d'reish l'asi. That's what kol makom includes. You know, like we said, the Gemara is going back and forth over here. Kol makom means any place includes. any possible case, even if it's 10 cases. Then the Mishnah mentions 4 or 5. So if you find the 6, 7, 8 case, is it included or excluded? And the Gemara is going back and forth from one way to the next. First the Gemara says, Ezel excludes only these cases, nothing else. And then the Gemara said, but I'll show you a case that everybody agrees the kid's kosher, everybody agrees the kid follows the father, and the Mishnah doesn't say it. Why doesn't the Mishnah say it? So he says, because what the Mishnah says, Kol Mokim, any place where there's good Kedusha and no sin, it follows the father, it includes this case. Why does it enumerate in the cases that it mentions? Whatever. Doesn't have to.
Including but not limited to.
Right. So the Gemara asked, though, Venista Bahadei, why doesn't it? Why isn't this case not mentioned? So Gemara says, because we have a problem how to mention it. Heichenisne. Because it says in the first, Kayanis, Levia, Yisraelis, and Chalola. Shenisis, the Kayan Levi, Yisrael. Because what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, what's the case where it follows the father? It says like this. A Kayanis, female Kayan Levi, or Yisraelis, that married a Kayan Levi, Yisrael. Right? The kids follow the father. So what do you want to add the word chalala here? You can't. Because a Kayan can't marry a chalala. Oh. So how are we going to mention this case? It's going to have to become a whole new case, and the Mishnah doesn't want to go into brand new cases.
What's a chalala?
A chalala is a female offshoot of a Kayan married somebody that is not allowed to marry. Like a Kayan cannot marry a divorcee. If a Kayan marries a divorcee and they have a son, the kid's not a Kayan. But this kid can marry whoever he wants. But if they have a girl, that girl cannot marry a Kohen.
And if she did, she could stay married, right?
No.
She doesn't have to divorce, or does she? What's the case that if they do, then they don't have to divorce? There was something that if they did...
Someone would check into that, wouldn't they?
So if a Kohen marries somebody, a girl, whose father is not Jewish...
But she's a girl.
No.
She's
Jewish.
Oh, her mother is Jewish.
According to Halacha, Shulchan Aruch says, a Kohen cannot marry a girl whose father is not Jewish. Or a Kohen cannot marry a girl whose both parents are converts.
Whose both parents are what?
Converts. Gadim.
So it's not her, it's her parents.
Too. Right. No, well... Either a case, a Kohen cannot marry a girl whose father is not Jewish, or a Kohen cannot marry a girl whose both parents converted halachically and no problem, but their daughter, it says. But in those two cases, if they got married, they can stay married. Okay. Just those two cases.
And the offshoots are?
Because they're not. Well, yeah, but good, fine, Kohen and everything.
When you say,
but
the son isn't.
Yeah, the son would be a Kohen in that case.
Even if they convert,
yeah.
Even
if they got married, they can stay married, and the kids are Kohen.
Even if they converted before conception.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even if they can, not if the grandparents were gaydim, that's okay.
Right.
And only if both parents are gaydim, not if one is a gay and one's not.
Yeah, but an Orthodox, Orthodox rabbi couldn't marry.
Which one?
Let's say
the father's not Jewish, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, but if he did, I had a case, not me personally. I mean, I was asked about a case.
Get married, though. How would he even
the rabbi married? Didn't know that halacha. That a Kohen can't marry a girl whose father is not Jewish. He didn't know that halacha.
Didn't want to know.
No, he didn't want to know. He didn't know. The rabbi didn't know that halacha. And he married them. So then they can stay married.
Any rabbi? I mean, maybe.
He's an Orthodox rabbi, he just wasn't learned.
Everything is based on Orthodox. So if an Orthodox...
There's no such thing as Orthodox. Everything based on Torah.
I know.
There's no, we don't classify...
So what if a conservative rabbi married him? Would his kids be a Kohen?
Yeah.
Right. It's done the right way, of course, right? The tradition is done the right way.
20 years.
If a Kohen has... relations with a single girl, not married. Yeah? Yes? What's the kid?
Mamzer.
It's quiet.
Why? Why is he mamzer?
relationship out of marriage.
He's still a Kohen.
He's still a Kohen.
He's a Kohen.
Just married out of wedlock.
Yeah. Some things, the kid's still a Kohen.
So the conservative rabbi marries her, he's married out of wedlock.
And according to many times, yeah.
But isn't he a mamzer? I don't understand.
Why is he a mamzer?
Mamzer is a child that is...
If the girl would be married and the guy Kohen had relation with the kid, would be a mamzer.
I see.
A Kohen mamzer.
Maybe we need to know that.
No, it would be a Kohen mamzer.
If the Kohen is married and he has a relationship with a single...
Wouldn't the Orthodox rabbi check? Wouldn't the Orthodox check with us?
No,
it's not a higher authority.
Don't ask me what happens after the fact. Okay.
He wants to know the definition of mamzer.
A mamzer is somebody that had relations with somebody that would demand capital punishment for what they did.
Which is?
Incest. Okay? Brother, Light and his two daughters. You know the story of Light and this coming Sparsha, Vayeda, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Light in the cave with the two daughters. Okay, according to Allah, those kids would be mamzerim.
Okay.
Okay? Now.
What else?
A nephew with an aunt. Married woman.
Married woman with a single man.
With anybody, it doesn't matter.
And man with an unmarried.
A married man with a non. This is the way this. Thank God there's no women in this class now.
Okay.
A married man. Having relations with a single girl, the kid's not a mamzer. But a married woman with a single guy is a mamzer.
I see.
Or a married guy.
Or a married guy. Right. Would be a mamzer. Now, if a woman lived with a guy, a kohen can also not marry her.
That's right. And why is it that you mentioned that if it's a married woman but the goy is with her and they have a child and
the kid's not a mamzer? That's not lachah.
Because they assume that it was forced.
No. Because so not a mamzer. Whatever. That's not lachah. Okay. So the Gemara said, but I'll even give you another case that there's no kedushin and no sin, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it. What's the case? The case is Veika the Rabbi Barba Chanam, the Amid Rabbi Barba Chanam Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says like this: Mitzri Sheni Shenasim Mitzri Shishena. A second generation Egyptian that married a first generation Egyptian woman. Okay, now the Torah says. An Egyptian man, lo yavei mitzri bekal Hashem, until the dor shlishi, third generation, could marry a Jewish girl. Which means like this. If a mitzri convert marries a female mitzri convert, no problem, they can marry it. It doesn't apply today, but a converted mitzri, okay, Egyptian man, that converted, cannot marry a Jewish woman. That's what the Torah says. Who can he marry? He can marry a converted Mitzri girl. Can't marry a guy because the Egyptian shiks it because he's Jewish. He can marry an Egyptian girl that converted.
Their
kids is called second generation Mitzri. They can also not marry a Jewish girl. They have to marry another Egyptian convert. Their kids, third generation, can marry anybody. Okay? Get it? First generation has to marry convert. Second generation has to marry, they're not converts, they're Jewish, but they have to marry second generation Mitzri. Okay? And their kids can already mingle. Now, what happens if a first generation Mitzri, I'm sorry, second generation Mitzri man marries a first generation Mitzri girl? What is the kid? Third or second?
After the divorce, God takes after the divorce. Should be the woman.
No, man. Kedushin no avera, so it's okay after.
Luchayit, there's kedushin and no sin. He can marry her, right? Is there kedushin? Yes. Is there a sin?
No.
Who should the kid be like?
Father.
We just learned in our Mishnah. If there's kedushin and no sin, it follows the father. That means this kid would be a third generation.
It's not a sin, but it's a prohibition attached to it.
Now, what's a prohibition?
You're not allowed to marry a...
No, he's marrying a Mitzri convert. He can marry. He can marry a regular Jewish girl. So if a second generation Mitzri marries first generation Mitzri, everybody's Jewish. What is the kid? The kid should be a third generation because it follows the father. The father's second, so the kid's third. Right? Which means that according to our Mishnah, that kid is a kosher kid to marry whoever he wants. Does the Mishnah say that case? No.
No.
Why doesn't the Mishnah say that case? We just got through saying a rule that any time there's kosher kedushin and no sin, it follows the father. And the Mishnah enumerates many cases, but this case it's left out. Why is the Mishnah leaving it out?
Because already it's understood that it's the third generation is kosher.
Why? No, but if it follows the blemished of the two, then it would follow the mother, so the kid would only be second generation. So again, the Gemara answers the same thing. Tanako Malkum Dereisha last 2 years. The Gemara says, you're right, that's why the Mishnah says any case, which includes this case also, even though it's not enumerated. So the Gemara says, but there's an opinion of Rav Dimi that says the kid's only second generation, not third. Rav Dimi holds, not like Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana holds, second generation Egyptian marries first generation Egyptian, the kid's third. Rav Dimi holds, no, if a second marries a first, the kid's only a second. So why doesn't it follow the father? Yeah. So he says, that's what the case of Eza Lamute, it excludes it. In other words, Komakim includes, Eza is excluding. So this guy uses this case, this guy uses this case, it's whatever.
What is that?
What?
Is
it
halacha on this? Or?
No.
What halacha is?
Concluded.
No, I mean like when we have this, because we can go forever. So.
Rav Dimi holds it says a sheni. That's not local, it's a sheni. The whole din doesn't apply today.
No, why? Oh, because we don't have those Egyptians.
Because we don't have Egyptians. Sanhedrin came and mixed the whole world, so nobody is anybody.
No, no, but in general, when the Mishnah says kol mokom, then it's excluded. How do we, which we follow?
So the Gemara is playing with it. Sometimes we...
Oh, it's not
sometimes
that
it is all, sometimes it's all and not limited
right,
to this.
Right.
That's why they use this lotion.
So there's cases that are added, a case and not added, because they're different opinions.
Isn't that one of the 13 ways of learning Torah?
Kelal uprat.
Kelal uprat. It's only in Chumash Kelal uprat.
Not.
In one mesechta there is, yeah, not Kelal uprat. It's called Machlekes Vachikas Stam, Stam Vachikas Machlekes, whatever. Not Kelal uprat. Kelal uprat is a rule in Torah.
Only
in Chumash, yeah. Okay, now the Gemara says, I'll show you another case that there's no sin and it's supposed to follow the father and the Mishnah doesn't say it. What's this case? Ve'ika, there's another case. The Chiyos, the Rabbin, Amr, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbin came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel. He said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Be'umis, Ha'elech, Acher, Azachar. Nations, by the Goyim, it follows the father.
That's right. The Arabs are
now,
do the same.
1 minute. I'll tell you what the difference is. Nizgaidu, but if they converted, then it goes the blemished of the, either one of them. The worst of the two. Meaning like this. Okay? The Jews came into Eretz Yisrael. They had to kill out the seven nations of Canaan. So you couldn't buy a slave from Canaan because you had to kill him. Correct? Now, what happens if a Canaanite man marries a woman from China? Okay? Is the kid a Canaanite or not? Does he go by the father? But or does he go by the mother?
Here it says by the father.
1 minute, we didn't say anything yet. Does he go by the father or by the mother? So the Gemara says, if there's still Goyim, it follows the father. Meaning, if the father is a Canaan guy, you cannot purchase him as a slave. You have to kill him. If the mother is Canaan and the father is from China, then you can buy him as a slave because he's not the nation from the Canaan. It follows the father. What happens if this Canaanite and Chinese both convert? Then which one do you follow? The worst, the blemished of them all.
The Canaan.
Huh?
You go with the father.
No, he says, the Gemara is going to explain this later. He says, A male convert from Ammon marries an Egyptian convert. Then, if they both convert, the kid has a din of Canaan.
Ammon.
Yeah, but an Ammon man who's good, if he converts...
Ammon or Moab?
No, 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 one second. No. No, Layavi Ameni or Mayavi B'chal Hashem. Right. So then it's going to follow the more blemished parent. We're going to see what that means later in the Gemara. The whole problem with Rus. Okay? Because the Torah says, Layavi Ameni or Mayavi B'chal Hashem. Even if they convert, they're not accepted. Okay? So this guy, Pliny Almeni, when the Rus Bayas came and said, listen, you want to marry Rus? He said, I'm not allowed to. She's a convert from Moav. You can't marry it. So he dumped her. And Bayas married her. Why? Because Bayas learned, it said, Layave Almeni Umeavi Bekal Hashem.
No,
male, not female. Ameini v'lei ameinis. Mayav, mayavi v'lei mayavi.
Yeah, he didn't say Moav.
So the Torah, so Bayez learned that it only applies to the male Amin and Mayav. Okay, so now what happens if you have a male Amin marries the Egyptian girl? Now the Gemara is going to discuss what does that mean. Which one's worse? In fact, Mr. Yishai, you know, David, people don't know that, but the Medrash says David was thrown out of his house as an outcast. Yishai thought David was a mamzer.
His own child?
Yeah. What happened? Yishai is a descendant of Rus.
Okay.
Yishai was a descendant of Rus. Yishai maintained that Rus was not allowed to convert.
That the conversion was not.
No, because she's Mayav can never come in the Kal Hashem. So Yishai divorced his wife.
After he had children?
Yeah, but David HaMelech wasn't born yet. Yishai had divorced his wife.
And then David.
But his wife was told that it's not true, you couldn't stay married to your husband. So she got pregnant from her husband without the husband knowing it. Whatever, don't ask me how it is.
In the dark.
In the dark. Well, Yaakov and Rachel and Leah was any better. Okay. When she got pregnant, Mrs. Yishai, what was her name? Amasloi, whatever David Amal, Dumar says in Barbat, what his mother's name was. So when she got pregnant, Yishai said, what do you mean? She's a Shasish. Married, he didn't divorce her, but he left, right? That means she got pregnant from another man. So David was a mamzer. So David was thrown out of the house as a kid.
So he thought he was
a mamzer.
Wow.
Until Shmuel came to anoint David's kids, that's when Shmuel was real. The whole story came to light that David wasn't a mamzer. David was thrown out of his house as a kid.
But the mother couldn't tell Yishai, listen, this is not what happened.
I don't know what happened. Okay. So the Gemara says, why isn't that case counted? Okay? So you see that the first rule, because there was Kedushin, correct? There was no Aveda, and yet it follows the blemished one, if they converted. So the Gemara says, okay, that's what Ezel is excluding again. Okay? Is excluding it. So the Gemara says, hi, Mai, what are you talking about? If a Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, okay, that Rabbi Yehuda says a convert cannot marry a mamzeres, then kol mokim includes Yisrael shenasa chalola, Yisrael that married a chalola that we said before he's allowed to, so the kids following the father. Ezehu Rabbi Bar Bachanan, Rabbi Bar Bachanan, Ezel Mute, the Rabbi Ravdimi Ravin, the case of Ravdimi and Ravin that we learned before, that if the like Rav Dimi said, that the kids are sheni. So he says that kol makom the sefer. What is kol makom of the sefer is to include deshen asim mamzer. Because this is a little just gedrei, but the Gemara is saying like this: if you say the Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda, like we initially said, and Rav Yehuda said that a ger cannot marry a mamzeres, right? And therefore, it is a sin. So the Gemara just says the Mishnah makes complete sense. Kol makom includes something, Eza excludes something, everything makes sense. But the Gemara says, Ali Amet Rab Yesi. Kol makom the Reisha, any, the inclusion of the Reisha, Kedah Amet, it is what you're saying. Eza hu Kedah Amet. Ela Kol makom the Sefer, but the end of the Mishnah when it says, any time there is Kedushin, there's a sin, what is it including? It's not including anything, because we don't find the case that this case would be included. So the Gemara asks back, just to go through this quickly. Tamech Rabbi Yehuda Eizah the Sefer Lomali. Rabbi Yehuda, it is nothing to exclude in the Sefer. So the Gemara says, because the Tana starts this way, the Tana ends this way. Okay, let's leave it this way. You need a chart for it. Okay, let's go right in the Gemara. Gufa. Okay? Seven lines in the top of the page.
67B1,
second column. Okay, Gufa, we learned in before the Gemara said a statement that he also, Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Bo'omas Eilach Acher Azachar. By the Goyim, the kid follows the father. So if the father's from Mitzrayim and the girl's from China, it follows the father. If the father's from China, the girl's from Canaan, it follows the father again, right? Nizgaidu. But if they converted, Holach Achara Pogim Shebishneim. You follow the blemished one of the two. Okay, like the Gemara is going to soon discuss. So the Gemara just asks, what does it mean, Bo'omes Helach Achara Zachar? The Gemara is just trying to figure out what exactly does the case mean that by Goyim, it follows the father. What does it mean? Just practically speaking, what does it mean? So Gemara says like this. Well, Tanya, we discussed it already. Minayin la'echad min ha'umis. How do I know that any goy shabo al Kanan is for heled bein? That a man not from Canaan, okay, marries a girl from Canaan. How do I know that that kid is not a Canaanite? Sha'ata reshoi l'knaisi be'evedir, you're allowed to buy him as a slave. Meaning, he's not from Canaan, because we learned before, if somebody is from the nation of Canaan, the Torah says, le'isechaya kol neshama, you need to kill him all out. Okay, see, obviously you can't buy him as a slave if you have a mitzvah to kill him.
They couldn't surrender?
No. Argument Rambam and Ramban.
Girgashi ran away, but
on the other side. Girgashi ran away. But the Rambam writes that you, even by Canaan, you first offer them peace. If they accepted, good, and if not, then you have a mitzvah of killing them. The Ramban writes that there was never such a thing. You don't offer them peace at all, you just kill them. By the seven nations of Canaan. So the Gemara says, what does it mean religion follows the father by Goyim? Even Lahavda, I think, by the Goyim, even today, if a guy marries a Yiddish girl, they say the kid's a guy because it follows the father.
Yeah.
According to Torah, the kid's a guy. I mean, kids, it depends. If the mother's Jewish, the kid's Jewish. So he says, how do I know, the Braisa says, that a man not from Canaan, okay, lives with a girl from Canaan and has a kid. How do I know you could buy him as a slave? Meaning he's not a Canaanite. Because the Pasuk says, V'gam ipnei atishavim, also the children of the residents, hagadim imachem, that live with you, mehem tiknu, from them you could buy. Okay? Now, the Pasuk before that says, any slave or maidservant who you own from the nations around you, you're allowed to buy them as a slave. Now the Torah says, also from the people that live with you. What's the Torah teaching us? The Gemara says that if a man from Canaan marries a girl from not Canaan, the kid is a Canaanite.
Yeah.
And therefore you cannot buy him as a slave. But if the father is not from Canaan, but the mother is from Canaan, the Pasuk says they live with you, you're allowed to buy them as a slave. Why? Because we see by the Goyim, religion follows the father.
You don't have to kill the women?
No.
Isn't it amazing that Muslims, it's exactly that?
The what?
That the child goes by the father, not the mother.
They have everything reversed.
No, it's an interesting prediction. Or
it's a better going. So now it says, I would think an Eved, a Canaanite slave, Shaboa Shivcha Meno Umis. What happens if a man from Canaan, though, lived with a girl who is not from Canaan? How do I know Sha'atar Shoi Liknoisi Be'Eved, that you could buy him as a slave? Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, Asher Elidu Ba'artzichem, if they were born in your land, okay, because they were born in Eretz Yisrael, therefore, Leimin Agodim Ba'artzichem, not from those who were born outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says basically like this.
Like you become a natural citizen, or because you're born?
Correct. If a man from Canaan gives birth, a man not from Canaan lives with a Canaanite, so the kid follows the father. What happens though, an Eved though, a Canaanite slave, Shabbat Shivchem in Umetz Veilid Ben, how do I know that you can buy him as a slave? Okay? So it says, Asher Lidu Ba'artzichem, there's an additional pasuk. Therefore, if it says, offspring of a Canaanite, a non-Canaanite goes by the father legal status. Okay? But by Eved, he doesn't have a legal status. But if it would be a regular Canaanite man, the kid would be a Canaanite kid. And therefore, you couldn't buy him as a slave. Because religion by them follows the father. But if they convert, the Gemara is going to explain, then it's after the blemished one of the two. And the Gemara is going to explain what that means. It says, "Bamai, what's the case? Ilema b'mitzri shenos amenis, if you're talking about a mitzri, man, that married an amenis girl, he said, my pogamik ameni v'le amenis. A female amenis is good. What's the problem? Right? So it must be speaking a case, Ameini, that married a mitzvah, and then they converted. So he says like this, what does it come to teach us? So what happened? What's the case? A man from Amein married a mitzvah. Now, offshoots of Amein can never become married. Never marry a Jew, because Amein can never come. If it's a mitzvah woman, then that third generation could. So what happens, a case like this, the Gemara says, an Amein man, a guy from Amein, marries a mitzvah girl, Shiksa. Okay? So, no problem, they're both goyim, good. Now if they both convert, do they become, their kids, are they Amein offshoots or mitzvah offshoot?
The worst.
The worst of the two.
Amen
is worse. Meanwhile, because Amen can never marry a Jewish girl, even if they convert.
They
a mitzvah, you need three generations, and you're okay. What?
Because they converted.
Huh?
Because they converted, but if they didn't convert, Amen.
No, once. Yeah, but it depends what do they have.
No,
if right. They have a girl, which one's worse?
If they didn't convert, they always follow the father.
Amen man,
yes,
marries a mitzvah boshik goyim.
Yes.
Amen goy, this is very simple, very interesting. Amen goy marries a mitzvah woman. Both goyim. Now they convert. Okay. Okay? And they have a kid. Who does the kid follow?
The Goldsman.
Which one's worse?
The woman.
No. Nope.
Ammon.
Well, the Ammon and the
Mitzvah's girl.
Ammon, because he cannot come to the. Never can come.
If they have a girl, is the girl Ammon a problem?
No.
If they, this Ammon man marries a Mitzvah Shiksa, right? Two Shikatsim. Two Goyim. Okay? Then they both converted. Now they're both Jews. Correct? Yeah? Their kid. Now, the Gemara is saying like this. If they have a son, for the son, which one's worse? Ammon or Mitzvah?
Ammon.
Ammon is worse. Ammon can, boy can never become married. Mm-hmm. If they have a girl, so Ammon is not a problem.
Ammon girl's okay.
Ammon girl's okay. So then who do they follow? The mother, the Mitzvah, because then they have to wait three generations. It's interesting. You can have two parents, and the, if the boy will follow the father, and the girl will follow the mother, or vice versa. Right? That's the case. Ammon man marries a Mitzvah woman, both Goyim, then they convert. And they have kids. So the question that the Mishnah says, they go by the worst of the two. The blemished of the two. Which ones were the more blemished of the two? Depends whether they have a boy or a girl.
And each one, you choose the worst one for that case.
You choose the worst one for that particular
for that,
kid.
For that person. For that girl, kid.
That means for the girl, she has a din of a mitzvah. And if it's a boy, he has a din of amen. It's strange, but that's the halach. What's wrong?
And if the Ammoni and Misri, they get married, but no conversion. Just they get married, so the kids, they never can become Jewish.
If an Ammon man...
married Misri.
Shiksa.
Yeah.
Well, they're Goyim. How could they become...
They cannot convert. Because after three generations, if it's Misri, can convert. But if it's
no, they can convert right away. They can just keep...
No, the kid.
Imagine the kid convert. If they converted, the kid's Jewish.
No. Because we said the rule before. By almost
if he converts, he's Jewish. He can't marry a Jewish girl.
Didn't we say by almost?
The Bekal Hashem, they can't marry. If a guy from Ammon converts, he becomes a Jew. He just can't marry. But Leyavi Bekal Hashem means like Leyavi Mamze Bekal Hashem. Coming Bekal Hashem means they can't get married.
Okay, if they convert, then they can't.
They're a Jew.
They can't marry, then what do they do?
What does the Mamza do?
So what is the Chiddush? No, nobody can marry
them.
What is the Chiddush? Nobody can come to Bekal Hashem. Nobody can
who?
Come.
Who?
Nobody.
After three generations,
no
they die.
Can't come to
why?
So what is the Chiddush?
Why?
Just
Amin Amayav.
Nobody can become Jewish unless they convert. So what is the Jewish like Ammon?
That even if an Ammon guy converts, he can't marry a Jewish girl. If an American guy converts, can he marry a Jewish girl?
Oh, okay. I misunderstand. So he can convert, he becomes Jewish, but he cannot marry a Jewish girl.
Right.
So what does he do? So who is he going to marry?
He can marry another girl for a convert, convert from Ammon.
Oh, another convert that...
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Another Jew, of course, because he's Jewish.
And then if they have a girl...
Obviously,
they
cannot come, so
they
cannot.
No, convert. No. Leyavi Bekal Hashem. I should mention that before. The rule Leyavi Bekal Hashem, that he can't come in the community of God, doesn't mean he can't become Jewish. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, by Mitri it says, "Bon Meshi Yivolde Hem Dar Shlishi Yovel Hem Bekal Hashem." Now, how do you get that? How do you get Dar Shlishi? Because the Mitzvah converted, and he marries a girl he's allowed to marry, not a Jewish girl. But again, by the way, just for the record, all these dinim don't apply today, because today we don't have Amin, we don't have Moav, we don't have Mitzvah, we don't have Mamzerim, we have. But a lot of them. All the other dinim of the nations don't apply.
Mixed up. Yeah.
The Gemara tells a story, there was Naaman Ger Mitzvah. There was this guy, Naaman Ger Mitzvah. Okay, he was a student of Rabbi Akiva. He came, and said, "Mani lover Bekal Hashem. Can I get married. So they said no, because you're not the third generation. Amar Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says in Saita, a few places. Amar Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? Kfar Ola Sancherev will build us a Elam. Sancherev mixed the whole world up already. And therefore, you're not the Mitzri. You're not a Mitzri. Why? Because once he mixed up the world,
identities got mixed up.
Then the din is called the Parish Meruba, but you go by the majority. If somebody lives in Egypt, and Egypt remained intact, not what Sancherev did, okay? So then, the Mitzri is established place. So then it's 50-50. But if you have, it separates from the majority, because Sancherev already mixed everybody up, so every guy you look at is from the majority of the world. The majority of the world is not Mitzrayim, not Amen, and not Mayav. It's like the din, the Gemara says in Ksubis, you have 10 stores. Okay? 9 sell kosher meat. 1 sells trefa meat. Yeah? And you find a piece of meat outside the stores. They're like in a mall. Yeah? You have a mall, 9 kosher stores, 1 trefa store. And you find a piece of meat outside in the mall. The meat kosher or not? Kosher. Why? Majority of stores are kosher. But what happens if you bought the meat in a store and you don't remember which store you bought it at?
Why would you even buy it in a non-trafe store?
That's the case. So then the suffix is on the store, not the meat that left the store. The store is established, so then it's 50-50, you can't eat it. 50-50, you can't eat it straight, you know.
Well, what is the logic?
Huh?
What is the logic?
Of kavua, because it's a Taisa says it's a choshev thing, so therefore it doesn't have a din of bittul. It's not bottle. In fact, you know, it's a very interesting Hagor Smartchai. I'm going back to my yeshiva days now. It was a long time ago. That asks a question. The Torah says you go by the majority Bezdin. Yeah? Two say Chayiv. One says, you know, you go by the majority of opinions. The Bezdin is Kavua, so why do you go by Rav? Bezdin is in a set place. So it should be a din of Kavua, not a din of Rav. So the answer is a remarkable answer. You go by what they say, and what they say leaves them. So it separates. So he says, okay. Next week,
yeah.
It's